Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson for today is one of those sort of strange stories in Scripture. It's a continuation of the call stories at the beginning of Mark, the calling of the fishermen to come and follow Jesus. And now Jesus and the disciples have left the synagogue and they go to the house of Simon and Andrew. And there, Simon's mother-in-law. I love this story because it's one of the few places in the Bible that you hear about a mother-in-law. And it's a good story. It's not that kind of mother-in-law story. His mother-in-law is ill. And Jesus comes to her and he takes her by the hand and he heals her. So what happens next? Does the family rejoice? Oh, my mother-in-law is healed, thank God, and they come and give praise? No. Do they have a big party and share what a great and wonderful thing that it is done that God has healed this woman in their midst? Not so much. In fact, it says one line, the fever left her and she got up and she served them. Not a typical healing story. But keep that thought. So later on at sunset, everyone was coming into the house. They were surrounding it. The whole town of Capernaum, it says, was around them. And Jesus was healing. As I read this text again and again, I thought, this doesn't sound like Jesus, at least not the popular Jesus of our time. It doesn't say that he healed them all. It doesn't say that every demon was cast out by the legions. It says, in fact, that there were multitudes of people who were there, and he healed some of them, and he cast out some of the demons. But he left in their wake many who were unhealed. In fact, the scripture tells us that of those who were gathered around with sick and various diseases, and he wouldn't let the demons speak, and finally he got up while it was still dark, and he went out and he prayed. He just left them there. This doesn't sound anything like the Hallmark Jesus that I've come to know and love. This Hallmark Jesus who fills all of our needs and heals all of our wounds. This Jesus who is sweet and who we can depend on to meet our every personal need. Nope. Jesus goes out to a quiet place and he prays. And the disciples come in and they say, Jesus, where in the heck have you been? Don't you know there's all of those people back there? You're not quite done with your job. There's demons that need to be thrown out. All of this needs to be done. They're waiting. And Jesus says, let's get out of here. Let's go on to the next village. That's what I came here for. That's not the Jesus I was expecting in the story. He leaves in his wake dissatisfaction, unmet needs. It's a story that I think calls us to a kind of spiritual maturity to which we may be somewhat unaccustomed. In my life in the church, I've come to find that oftentimes in the church we expect Jesus and our faith and even our church to meet our every personal need. We're disappointed when we don't get healed or fed in the way which we think we ought to be healed or fed. We wonder if really this is the community for us, if we're not quite taken care of in the way that we think we need to be taken care of. And I understand it. But when I hear this gospel, I see hope. Jesus makes it clear to us, as he made it to his disciples, that he was not called and he did not come to the earth to be our personal valet for God. Jesus came for transformation and for hope. To bring hope to a people in need of healing, and to restore God and God's image in the Imago Dei. Well, that puts Jesus at cross purposes, it seems, with sometimes what we expect of God and of Jesus. I think I ruffled some feathers last week when I suggested that perhaps we were not at the center of God's every concern, but that God ought to be at the center of our every concern. But again, we come back to this wonderful and powerful lesson that reminds us that Jesus goes out into the world and out into the villages to proclaim the good news. Well, what is that good news? It's simple. That God loves us, that God heals us, that God calls, gathers, and enlightens us for the sake of our neighbor, and for the sake of God. So not everyone in the village of Capernaum was healed. But as Jesus goes out into the next village, and the next village, and the next village, and the next village, and brings disciples together, the healing of God begins to multiply again and again. The gospel of Jesus comes when God's people feed the hungry, when they proclaim liberty to the captives. God's gospel is spread again and again and again when words of comfort are brought to those who ache. It is simply true that not every single personal need that we have will be met either by God or by the church, and certainly not by your pastor. Because in fact, that's not what we've been called to. What we've been called to is exactly what Jesus tells his disciple he was called to proclaim the gospel and to cast out our demons. Should we have any doubt about that, turn to that wonderful scripture in Isaiah. I love this scripture, where it says, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like, do you remember the word? Grasshoppers. It's sort of like God's looking down at all of us, and we're like the ants, you know? And yet that is the world into which God sends God's only Son to heal us. Over the past few weeks, we've heard so much about the ways that the world needs that healing. This week alone on NPR, I heard on four separate occasions that the experts were absolutely surprised and unprepared for the economic news that we received this week. Four experts. What do we need experts for, apparently? What do they know? Record job losses, devastating income losses, a less than hopeful future in the short term. If ever we need to hear the healing of the world, it is now. If ever we need to realize that we are not at the center of God's every concern, but that our neighbor and the world, that peace and justice, love and togetherness are at the center of what God calls us to now is the time. Healer of our every ill. Our every ill is so much greater than we are. But in God's word, in the proclamation of the gospel, the world will be healed. Through the body of Christ called at Lutheran Church of Honolulu, who for over 100 years has shared that gospel in such amazing and powerful ways and continues to share that gospel in music and in word, in writing and in art. God goes on to the next village with us. The question for us will be, what is that next village to whose ministry we are called? What will it look like? How will we share God's love in the next village? What will be our place on that long ribbon that God unfolds and unrolls into the world? What will be our place in God's healing hand? Amen.